This is going to be a Canadian Championship snowcross at its finest. We have been blessed, you know, in January, when the event was originally scheduled, we didn't have any snow. We got enough, I can tell you that right now, through, you know, the community, Shoaled Ice is helping out. We have got enough snow. This is going to be off the rails.
You've got snow naturally. Where else are you getting your snowfall from?
Well, we're getting it, Shoaled Ice Designer Stone in Shallow Lake there. Steve Shoaled Ice was offered us some of the clearing, so to speak, from Shallow Lake. So we haven't used it yet. We'll see. The track is all being sculpted this week, and I know CSRA is going to be rolling in there later today and transform our short track into a snowcross track. The way Ken explained it from CSRA, this is going to be the Bristol of short of snowcross track. So it's going to be kind of cool.
Interesting analogy. We're with Joe Chisholm, who is from Salbo Speedway, and that is the host site for the Canadian Snowcross Racing Association event. It's been in Owen Sound, but it's been an awfully long time. So tell us what people are going to see at Salbo Speedway this weekend.
Oh, they're going to see the best of the best in racing. The pro riders, pro light, you're going to see even, you know, amateurs, local people that are going to get involved and, you know, run snowcross for the very first time. You're going to have the gamut, Fred. Also side-by-side racing, stuff that we have never seen up in this area back when, you know, CSRA was in Owen Sound. That was back in 2010. These divisions, or this division, I should say, wasn't in play back then. We're going to see everything from kids all the way to the pros, all in between. It's going to be incredible.
In a crazy way, did it not work out better for maybe both the CSRA, but certainly for Sauble, for the event, to have it this weekend when you can have it all weekend, including the holiday Monday?
Absolutely, Fred. This actually extended it by one day. Initially, we were going to have a two-day show. Now a three-day show, and we've got to remember, too, with all the COVID restrictions and everything that has all played out this winter, so far, CSRA has only actually been on track once. So this is going to be their second event. You know, the competitor base from across Ontario is definitely excited to get on track and to have good conditions like we're going to have. The forecast this weekend looks absolutely perfect.
We're with Joe Chisholm. Last couple of questions about the Canadian Snowcross Racing Association event coming to Sauble Speedway, or Sauble Falls. It's called both, or designated as both. Joe, are you nervous about this because you've run auto racing events there forever, but in terms of a winter event, I don't know that there's ever been a winter function at Sauble Speedway.
Yeah, and there never has been, as far as I know either, Fred, and it goes right back to 1969. I don't believe the site has ever hosted anything in the winter, definitely nothing like we're about to see this weekend. Where we take great calm or real good outlook is CSRA is a proven entity. Ken Evan has been in this sport for some 30-plus years, and, you know, they're truly professional. This is going to go off without a hitch, I do believe.
Finally, Joe, your location is probably better suited for snowmobiles than actually vehicles during the course of the winter. How spectacular will your event be, and what should people know in terms of fan attendance, capacity, that sort of thing, in the era that we're in?
Well, it's going to be it's great because we're outside, and you can't get any better than being outside through these COVID days. Still, same thing. Make sure you get your mask and have it with you. Of course, you don't have to wear your mask when you're with your group in the grandstand, but you get into the common areas and stuff like that. All we can do is do whatever we can to protect one another, and that's the advice I would have for that. But, Fred, getting to your point, parking-wise and to the event, you know, it's great when snowmobile enthusiasts are able to ride their sleds, and that's what they want to do. It's February. People want to get their riding in. Well, they're going to be able to get both ends of the spectrum with this. They're going to be able to ride their sleds to the event. We're going to have preferred parking and a secure area for anyone that rides up on their snowmobile. They're going to be able to park in an area where it's going to be as protected as possible, not with the population of cars, so to speak. We'll have good placement for anybody driving to the event in their vehicle. The parking lot is all being cleared out. This is going to be something for everybody. It's Family Day weekend. Hey, the family's going to have a blast at this one. And I might add, we're also doing a food drive. So anybody listening in, make sure you bring along some food with you. And the Salvation Army Wyerton is going to be set up right at the event. We're going to have 50-50 with the Lions Club. This is truly going to be a community event in every aspect.
A first outdoor in the winter at Sauble Speedway sounds great, Joe. Thanks for this. All the best on Family Day weekend.
You bet. Pack those hot pockets, I'll tell you. It's going to be cool, but this is going to be a lot of fun.